Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma, Per Gimel, Halacha Zayin, and the Oizvah Hadar Sadaf, it's on Chaf Alf Amar Aleph, and the Arskal Tur Sadaf, it's on Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar, Basim Yaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we continue describing the Avoy the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. The Mishnah tells us, Balei Etzel Paroi, he came to his par. Now where was it? Upar Hoya Oimid Beinu Ulam Vlam Mizbeach. The par was standing in the area in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now how exactly was it situated? Rosh Ladarim, its head was towards the south, which means its back was towards the north. Upon of Lamayriv, but its head was turned towards the west, which means the cow was standing north-south, but its head was turned towards the right, facing the Heichal. Now HaKayin, what about the Kayin Gadol? Oimid B'Mizrach, he was standing in the east, meaning his back was towards the east, which is the entrance of the Azara, Upon of Lamayriv, and he was also facing the Mayriv, so him and the bull were facing the same direction. Samach Shteyad of Olav and Isvada, he leaned his two hands on the bull, and he said Vidoy. V'Kachay Oimid, this is what he said, you'll recognize this from Tefillas of Yom Kippur, Ana Hashem, please Hashem, Avisi Pashati Chatasil Fanecha, Aniu Basi, I sinned in these three different ways, me and my household, Ana Hashem, please Hashem, Kaper Nol, Avonis, please grant atonement for these three different types of veirais that I sinned, me and my household. And we know the pasuk continues. Now, when he said this, he would express the shame hamafirash. They, everyone who was listening to him, would answer after him. So Gemara asks, what exactly is the north of the Mizbeach, which is kosher for Shechit of Kachi Kachim. We know from Sechaz Vachim that Kachi Kachim are only allowed to be shechted in the north of the Azara. His par is considered Kachi Kachim, so it has to be shechted in the north. The question is, what is considered the north of the Mizbeach? The Pasuk tells us, Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafayna, on the Yerech of the Mizbeach to the north. What is that? Now, before we continue, let's try to draw a little bit of a visual of the Azara in our minds so we can understand the three different shitas we're going to have. When a person walks into the Azara, he's in the Mizrach, he's in the east. More or less in front of him is the Mizbeach. Now, to the right is the Tzafon, is the north, and to the left is the Darim, the south. So just focusing on the north over here, it's technically divided into three sections. The area where he's standing is the east, so it's technically a section of northeast, which would be, if you would draw a line from the wall of the Mizbeach that he's facing, that's the eastern wall of the Mizbeach, and draw it all the way till the end of the Azara, hitting the north wall, or the right wall of the Azara, that would be considered the northeast section. Then the entire northern section of the Azara, which corresponds to the Mizbeach itself, that's also north. And then you would have the northwest of the Azara, which is if you would draw a line from the western wall of the Mizbeach all the way to the northern wall of the Azara. From there and on is northwest. So those are the three shitas we're going to be describing, just in a slightly different order. So as the Gemara, Mikir Shal Mizbeach Tzafayni V'ad Kos L'Azara Tzafayni, from the northern wall of the Mizbeach, that's what we would call, let's say, the back wall of the Mizbeach, until the northern wall of the Azara, Ad Keneged Kol Mizbeach, corresponding to the entire Mizbeach, that's the middle section we were describing, Yashlan Kishleishim Ushtayim Amo, that's about 32 amas, because the width of the Mizbeach is 32 amas. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it's not Divrei Rabbi, it's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the only thing that's considered north of the Mizbeach, the Kachi Kachim are allowed to be shechted in. Now Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Aimer, he says, Mekeneged Beis HaChalifos, Ad Keneged Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach, V'ad Kos La'azara Hatzfaini, that's the proper girsa, and this is the third part that we described, that's basically the entire northwest section of the Azara. So he agrees to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda that the whole middle part of the Azara, which physically corresponds to the northern wall of the Mizbeach is considered north, but he adds on that the northwestern section also is considered north. And here we have a third shita, Rebbe, which is Rebbe Yudah Nasi, Maisef Makam Jesus Ragal Yisrael Chasrei Amo. He adds on 11 Amos where Yisraelim are allowed to walk inside the Azara. That's right at the entrance of the Azara. The first 11 Amos they're allowed to walk there. And also Makam Jesus Ragal Kehanim Chasrei Amo. Another 11 Amos where Kehanim are allowed to walk. That's from the place where Yisraelim are allowed to walk up until the beginning of the Mizbeach. Mikir Shal Mizbeach Hatzfani V'ad from the northern wall of the Mizbeach until the eastern wall of the Azara. As we had explained in our first description in the Mishnah, this is the northeast of the Azara. That's also considered north, and that's fair game for Shechit of Kachi Kachim, according to Rebbe. And we'll go on to a different topic. Amar Rechon Rechon says, Loimotzanu Shechita Psula Bizar. That's the proper girsa. We do not find the Shechita is possible by a non-Kayin. Non-Kayhanim are allowed to shecht any carbon. Now Rav, Mifka L'Talmidai, Rav would instruct his Talmidim that B'chol Atar, in all situations, Havin Tunoye, you should teach that Zoyrek, that's a proper girsa, a non-Kayin is not allowed to do Zrika, Chutz Mipara, Havantani, Shaychet. Except for in the case of Paraduma, you also teach Shaychet that a non-Kayin is not allowed to Shech the Paraduma. So in all situations, a non-Kayin is allowed to Shech, except for by Paraduma, and in all situations, with no exceptions, a non-Kayin is not allowed to do Zrika. However, Ram Rabbi Yechon argues, and he says that in Loi Matzanu Shechita Psula Bazar, we don't find that a non-Kayin is possible to shech the paraduma. So it actually is okay for a Zar to shech it. Chaval Fon is on top. We have a question. Hasr of Chir Barva. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vishachat Vihiza. This is an inscription of the paraduma. The Pasuk says, Unsatim Oisel Lazar Akayin. You should give it to Lazar Akayin. So we're talking about a Kayin. And then it says, Vishachat Oisel Lafanov. He shall shech it. And then it says, Vlakach Lazar Akayin Midamabats Bai Vihiza El Nechmanei El Maid. So we see the Shechita and the Azaya, the sprinkling mentioned together. What do we learn from here? Mahazaya Loi Hochshur Beisha Keish. Just like the sprinkling is not allowed to be done by a woman, and by that same token, it can be done by a man. Av Shechita Loi Hochshur Beisha Keish. So to the Shechita is not allowed to be done by a woman, so to a man. In other words, we know with Feirush in a Mishnah that a woman is not allowed to do Hazah of the mixture of the water and ashes on Parah Aduma, as we're suggesting that since we have this comparison in the Pasuk between Hazaya and the Shechita, just like a woman is not allowed to do the Hazah, she also can't do Shechita, and we're comparing woman to man over here, namely a Zar, non-Kayin. So we see that a non-Kayin is not allowed to do the Shechita of the Parah Aduma. Question on Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei told him, Hare Hazaya Me Meha, Hare Hikshir Bazar Upsula Beisha. The sprinkling of the water of the Parah Aduma is kosher by a non-Kayin, as possibly done by a woman. As we just said, we have a Mishnah Mefuresh that says that a woman's not allowed to do it, and that has nothing to do with the Shechita. So Amalei responded, Taman, Lesk Siv Kayin. Over there by the Hazah, it doesn't say Kayin, rather uses the word Ish as opposed to Kayin. So Vlad Demilak Siv Ish, in regards to what does it say, man, and pay attention to the gears of change we have over here, that's Lahaitzias Isha, to exclude a woman. From Hachai over here, Ksiv Kayin, it says Kayin. By the Hazah, it says Kayin, and therefore that should tell us that he Zar, he Isha, that a non-Kayin and a woman are the same over here, possible by both a woman and a non-Kayin. And in Tamar, she Kshir Bazar, Tokshir Isha, if you want to say that it's okay to have the Shechita done by a non-Kayin, so it should be permitted by a woman as well. So that's the question ending off on Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak quotes Rabbi Yechanan Moshe Roshem Ben Yechai, Parsha Yom Kippurim Tzarch Kayin. The Parsha Yom Kippur needs to be shechted by a Kayin, and that's Mavur in the Pasuk. Ask the Gemara, V'loy M'loy Omar, why didn't he say, V'sa'ir, that also the Sar of Yom Kippur needs to be shechted by a Kayin? Du Kuraya, the Pasuk tells us this. What does it say? V'shachat V'hevi, he shall shecht and bring. First, the Pasuk says, V'shachat Asir Achatus Asher La'am, and then it says, V'hevi is Dami Al-Mibes La'Paraychas. And so what do we learn from here? Mahava B'Kayin, just like the bring of its blood and the avoid of the dam has to be done with a Kayin, now Shechita B'Kayin. So to the Shechita of the Sar has to be done by a Kayin. So why didn't he mention that? Why did he only say the Shechita of the Paras to be done by Kayin and not a Sayer? But now the Gemara tells us we actually have a different version which does mention Sayer. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha quotes Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yechon, Bashir Rashim Ben Yechai, Par vis Sayer Shom Yekapurim, Tzrichin Kayin. Now we're going to discuss the Nusach of the Vidui of the Kayin Gadol, and Amar of Chaga, he says, by the first Vidui, who Amar he said, Ana Hashem, which is a direct plea to Hashem, please Hashem, and Wishnihu Omer, by the second Vidui, what did he say? Ana Bashem. Please, with the holy name, with the greatness and the power of your holy name, you should bring about a kapara. And then we have a brisa kitz misvada. How would he do vidui? So pay attention to the order of the words. Avisi, pashati, chatasi. And how do we know that's the proper order? Because va'imer it says, noisi avanu pasha v'chata. Va'imer we have another pasuk, it says similarly, v'hisvada olav eskal avanus b'nei Yisrael. And the pasuk continues saying, v'es kolpesh ayim l'chol chataisam. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. So we see clearly from here that the order that's supposed to be said is avon, pasha, and chait. Now you're wondering to yourself, what's the difference? So here we're about to see what the nafkamina is. V'cham, I'm l'cham say, no, avaynois elu hazdaynois. What's an avayn? It's something done b'mezid. It's a willful sin. And pish'ayim, what's that? Elu hamiradim. That's rebellious sin. That's even a higher level than willful sin. And chatasam, what's this? Elu hashgagas. That's something done inadvertently. So the chama are asking her mayor, it's out of order. Me'achar shum ezvad alzdaynois v'al hamiradim. Now that in the beginning, he's saying vidoy and me'mele receiving a kapara for the willful sins and for the rebellious ones, who chazur mezvad alshgagas. Now he says vidui for the ones he did b'shoigeg? That doesn't make sense. If he's doing vidui and memela receiving kapara for the much stronger, higher level of Averos, so of course for the lower level ones that he did inadvertently, the ones that were shoigeg, of course he's going to receive kapara for those. It's out of order. Elo, rather, kachay misvade. This is the proper order of his vidui. Ana Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha ani ubeisi ubnei aron. Kakazim sars mashav dechaleimar kibei emazev gaimer. And then, vehin oin nachar barshin kudem chusay lelemvoed, because they heard the shem of Fayrush, and the key over here is that we first mention chait, which is the inadvertent ones, the shoigeg, then he mentions oven and then pasha. And what's the raya for this? We see that all people who say vitui, they say it like this. David Amar, what David Amel say? Chatanu im aviseinu hevinu vershanu. So first he mentions chait, then oven, then rasha, which is even higher level. And Shlomi Benoi Amar, Shlomi his son said, Chatanu vevinu vershanu. And Daniel Amar, Daniel said, Chatanu ve'avinu ve'rshanu maranu. And afhu kachay misvada, this was his vidoy, chatasi ovisi peshat l'fenecha. So the question is now, ma'u shemaisha Amar, noisu avin pesha v'chata, what's with the riot that Rav Meir had brought from Maish Rabbeinu? He said that Hashem is noisu avin pesha v'chata, and that's out of order because it's mentioning chet last, and v'aymer, another pasuk says, v'zvada all of his call of vines b'nei Yisrael v'gaymer, over there it's also out of order. How do we understand that? Al rather, what's being said in those psukim is mekivan shu misvada al zdan is val meradim. It's simply saying that once a person says vidui on the higher level ones, ki ilu hen shkagas lefanov, it's treated as if he just did them b'shoigeg. In other words, they get lowered from a very high level of avera, a willful sin or rebellious one, to a lower level of a shoigeg. And that's all the pasuk is saying. Not the order of how he should be saying vidui, rather than when you say vidui on something really strong, it gets lowered to something not so bad. The Gemara continues discussing the vidui of the Kohen Gadol. Asar pa'amim ha'ya Kohen Gadol maskeres Hashem b'yom kippurim. The Kohen Gadol mentioned the name of Hashem on Yom Kippur 10 times. Shisha b'par, 6 times with the par, because there was 2 different viduim on the par. Ushloisha b'sayer, and 3 times with the sayer. And ve'echad b'gayrolois, 1 with the gayrol, when he picked the lots for which sayer would be la'Hashem and which la'Azazel. So he said, this is for Hashem. Now ha'krayvim, the ones who were close by and could hear the Kohen Gadol, ha'yum naifal al-paneim, they would fall on their faces, which is basically prostration on the ground. That's because they heard the Shem and Firush. And ha'rchaikim ha'yu ayim baruch shem kvod mechusay la'olam vaed, the ones who were far away, who didn't hear it, they still would say baruch shem kvod mechusay. And of course, the close ones that were naifal al-paneim, they also said baruch shem. And eil v'eil lahu zazim sham, both of them, they didn't leave the Beis HaMikdash achu mis'ala mehen, until it was forgotten from them. They didn't remember how to pronounce the special name of Hashem. And what's the source in the pasuk? Because it says zeshmi la'olam, this is my name forever. However, it doesn't have a vav in the pasuk in the word la'olam, and therefore it could be read as follows: zeshmi la'olam, this is my name to be hidden or to be forgotten. Now, more about the special name of Hashem. Barashayin originally, Hayu Aimer Bekol Gvaya, the Kohen Gadol would say it in a loud voice for those to hear. However, Chaf Bezal Ralph on top, Mishrabu HaPrutzen, when the Prutzen increased, taking the Shem HaMfairush, maybe using it for the wrong purposes, Hayu Aimer Bekol Namoch, he would say it in a low voice so people couldn't hear it. And Omer Ptarfin says, Aimer Hayisi Bein Acha Kehanim Beshura, I was standing among my brothers of Kehanim, he was a Kayin, in the row of Kehanim, Vitesi Ozni Klapi Kohen Gadol, and I tilted my ear towards the Kohen Gadol, Ushmatev Mavliya Ben Imas HaKehanim, and I heard him swallowing the name, meaning he was basically muttering it under his breath, along with the singing of the Kehanim. The Kehanim would sing Baruch Shem very loudly, and this was in part in order to drown out the Kohen Gadol saying the Shem HaMafayrash. Similarly, Barishayin originally, Hayanimsar L'chol Adam, how to say this special name of Hashem was given to anybody. However, Mishraba Prutzim, when there's too many Prutzim, Loi Hayanimsar Alek Sherim was only given to the Ksherim. Now we have a few stories about this. We'll have Avar, Shmuel is passing by, Shoma Parsaya Makal Librebe, he heard a Persian cursing his son with the special name of Hashem, and Umis, his son, died. Amar Shmuel commented, Azal Govra, Uman Deshama Shama. First of all, the man has now gone. This person died because of the Shem of Firush. And also, whoever heard, heard. Now the secret is out. Whoever was in the area now knows how to say the special name of Hashem. So we see that Chamum were wise in not enabling people to know this name of Hashem. And another story, Rav Yoni Bar Susai saw the Gaber of Chanina Tzipirin. Rav Yoni Bar Susai went up to Rav Chanina by Tzipirin, and Amar, he said, it's Machlekes who the he is, that Isav, Ana Masar Yasei Lach, I know the Shem of Firush, and I want to give it over to you. Now what happened? All lay Berei Techuse Arsa. His son went and hid under the bed because he wanted to be able to hear as well. But then what happened? Atash, he sneezed, Vishama Kale, and he heard him, meaning he realized that somebody was hiding under the bed. Amar, he said, Man Ato Nehigin Gabechon Baramu, what is this, how you act by you? In ways of trickery, Azal Loy Lecha V'loy Lay. Now it's gone, it's not going to be for you or for him, meaning no one's learning the Shem of Firush today. And one more story, Chad Asi B'Tzipirin, there was an Asi, which is a doctor in Tzipirin, Amar L'Rav Pinchas Bar Chama, he told Pinchas Bar Chama, who is a Kayin, we're going to see the relevance of that in a minute, Isa v'ana masr leilach, I know the Shem of Firush, and I want to give it over to you. So Amr Lehi told him, Lassana Yachel, I can't. Amr Lehi Lama, he asked him, why not? So Amr Lehi responded, Dana Achal Meiser, that's because I eat Meiser, he's really referring to Truma. Amandu Ragalei, one who knows it, one who knows the special name of Hashem, Lo Yachel Mechon Bar Nosh Klom, he's not allowed to take anything from anybody, but since I get Truma, I do take things from other people, and therefore you're not allowed to teach me the Shem of Firush. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches, continue to describe the Avodah Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.